You know the national news. In a moment, we'll give you Monday's local report from the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman says cloudy for the next couple of days. Daytime high temperatures about 68 degrees. Rain with some possible thunderstorms mixed in for the next couple of days and nights. The overnight low temperatures in the mid-50s. Daytime highs about 65 with some drier weather and clearing expected by around Thursday. Topping Monday's local news, it happened a while ago, but to protect any evidence in the case that was being collected, city detectives have not released any reports on the incident until now, saying that back in March they found the decomposed body of an unidentified female that was sealed in a wall in a stairway on Orleans Avenue. That's where 61-year-old Richard Fox used to live. He's now being held in an Erie County jail, accused of two murders in Buffalo where the bodies of two women were found after they reportedly associated with Fox. Now police believe that Fox may be a serial killer and are checking other areas where he worked or stayed, looking for other missing females. Fox was originally arrested in Niagara Falls months ago after he failed to register as a sex offender living in the area. And according to authorities, they say they're now checking Fox's trail and any evidence that may be found, with more charges expected soon. And with that body found encased in the wall here in the falls, city detectives are asking anyone who might know Fox to call them with any information they might have at 286-4553. I'll have more local news in just a moment. But a reminder, our local news is brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main Street in the Falls, which are two locally owned and operated pharmacies that take the time to get to know you. They know who you are, they know what you need, and they help you obtain it. And if you have any problem, they'll be more than happy to step in and get it corrected. Whether that means calling your doctor's office, making sure your prescriptions are delivered free of charge, or whatever you need, because to them, you're special. Check them out at the Wellness Park Pharmacy and the Community Medical Pharmacy here in Niagara Falls. And the news is also brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. That's the number to put in your cell phone right now, because you don't know when you're going to need Chris Moore. But if you have home appliances, it's assured someday you will need him. He's the appliance repairman that'll come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor and correct the problem. Chris Moore's Appliance Repair. In other local news, police were called to investigate the reports of shots fired in the 6,000 block of Niagara Falls Boulevard on Sunday night. It happened at a motel in the area where a male and a female were reportedly arguing. That male, reportedly not wearing any shirt, was said to have kicked in the door and then left after threatening to get a gun. A short time later, shots were heard in the area and that man was seen fleeing the scene. No one was reported injured, and at last report, the male was heading in the direction of the Factory Outlet Boulevard. That's where Tononaga Police and the Sheriff's Department stopped a man that matched his description. That suspect was patted down, but no gun was found. Meantime, back at the original scene, city police and the sheriff's department, using the sheriff's gunpowder sniffing dog, located a handgun stashed under a parked SUV in the area, along with shell casings. That evidence was collected by the city's crime scene detectives, who will now try to match up DNA and fingerprints on the gun to that suspect who was stopped. There's a number of items that will be considered at this week's city council meeting, including the running again of the pothole killer road patching machine that was not passed in the last council session because of an attached clause that said the measure would come with an attached $100,000 worth of overtime added to the budget to cover the hours used by the Department of Public Works to work that pothole machine. At the last meeting, Councilman Dante Miles wanted to know why the workers couldn't just use the machine during their regular hours and why the overtime had to be included. But with no one there to provide those answers, Miles and Councilman Archie voted no on the measure, saying they wanted more information. That resulted in a 2-2 tie and the measure not passing. Councilman Rajak was not in attendance at that meeting. That pothole killer rental is expected to be on the council agenda again this Wednesday night. Council Chairman Jim Perry said He hopes the members of the council realizes how important it is to quickly attack the pothole problem in the city and what it does to our city reputation as we begin this year's tourist season. And he says he hopes they don't delay this measure again. At the last session, Chairman Perry and Councilperson Bax voted in favor of running the machine and approved the overtime that is said to be needed to complete the street repairs in a timely manner, but that will all have to be revisited again to see if it'll pass by a majority this time. Police investigating a disturbance at 19th and Walnut discovered a man causing a problem at the coastal station who reportedly would not leave. Authorities identified him as Damian Green of 15th Street, who claimed he was jumped but would not give officers any details as to what happened. Police said they did see some bruising on Green and asked him if he wanted to be treated, but he refused any treatment and he went home. Short time later, Green reportedly kept calling 911, saying he wasn't kidding and he was going to get a gun. After he kept calling, police located Green and charged him with making threats that served no legitimate purpose. Now he's scheduled for an appearance in city court to explain his actions, and maybe this time he'll reveal some more details in the situation. Authorities are investigating a reported assault and robbery that occurred at the Walgreens store at 12th and Pine. Officials say a female came into the store, grabbed a candy bar, and tried leaving without paying for it. When the clerk asked her to pay, that suspect took the candy bar and threw it in the clerk's face, smashing her eyeglasses and bruising her eye. She then ran from the scene and police could not locate her. The clerk wasn't seriously hurt, but said that candy bar that was thrown smashed her eyeglasses that were valued at $400. At the 7-Eleven on High Park Boulevard, a man came in and grabbed 2 30-packs of beer and then just walked out the door with them. Authorities said he left with the brew wearing a bright red hoodie, but he couldn't be located by police. Total of that stolen beer was valued at $57. And in the 500 block of 15th Street, residents there said they heard a loud noise and later discovered that their garage had been damaged in the alleyway between 15th and Trenolone Place. They said large pillars on the front of the garage and the garage itself was heavily damaged, but they didn't know how it occurred. Authorities said the cost to repair the damage was estimated at between $5,000 and $11,000. City police are now investigating that damage. If it happens in your area, whether large or small, we want you to know, and you'll hear it here on Niagara Radio on the hour and half hour, or by clicking our local news tab on our main site after refreshing your browser. And by special demand, we now feature our daily reports on Facebook just by entering NiagaraRadio.net. Got a news story? Let us know about it. Call our Links of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. Brought to you by the Links of Niagara Simulators in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in downtown Niagara Falls. And remember, you can keep that golf game sharp until you get back out onto the green by playing at the Links of Niagara, where parking for golfers is always free. For details or to book your next tee time, call them at 285-0610. I'm Sal Panessa.